I think him and Gene had a bit of a bit of an argument about it. Richard was quite smug in the prayer meeting because he thought he'd won the argument. So I thought, right, I'm gonna get him to do the reading really. But thank you, Richard, and thanks for your prayers. I had an uncle who died earlier this week, so very close to my mum. So please pray for her and family. I like the Psalms because there's something very human about them, isn't there? They're very, they remind us of what we go through in our lives, the realities that we face, rather than always saying that everything's good, everything's grand. And sometimes we can read the Psalms and it really reminds us of our own weaknesses and things we're going through. But this Psalm here, Psalm 67, be blessed to be a blessing. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I went up to Oxford after the service on Sunday morning because I was starting my final block week, and there was a lot of traffic on the way up there, which was really, really not very, not ideal because I needed to be there and I was late. I thought I was going to be late. So I was walking from the park and ride thinking I'm in a bit of a rush now. And then a man just came walking up to me. He's obviously quite scruffy. I guess he's homeless. And he said, look, mate, don't judge me. And I said, what do you mean? He said, I know I'm Australian, don't judge me. And I thought, has he got any sandpaper in his pocket? But he started talking to me, and he said, have you got time to speak to me? And I said, yeah. And I'm thinking, not really, no. But God said, look, you have got time to speak to him. So I spoke to him for about 5 minutes, and then after I finished talking to him, he said, no one ever takes the time to speak to me. Because I was expecting him to ask me for money or something. But he didn't, he just wanted someone to speak to him. And actually, as I carried on walking to college, and I did get there on time, I sort of thought about what my attitude was like when this guy came and spoke to me. And actually, I felt quite blessed afterwards by the fact that I'd taken time to spend with him. Being blessed to be a blessing to someone else. Have we always done that? Have we always been a blessing to someone else? If ever there was a psalm that could be written about around the promises of Abraham, it could well be this. The promises that you would be blessed and therefore be a blessing. What do we actually mean by this word, blessed? Well, I mean, we hear it all the time, we say it all the time, but do we really think about what it really means to be blessed? We might say to someone, you've been really blessed because everything has worked out for you, everything in your life has worked out, everything you need has been provided. Does it mean for a Christian having a successful life means you've been blessed? Having a healthy body, a great job, great marriage, great home, does all those things mean you've been truly blessed? But of course, perhaps when we've got all of those things, we forget to turn to God. We become a bit self-sufficient. We wouldn't need to cry out to God. Everything would already be perfect. Would we always be remembering to trust in God? If everything was perfect. Earthly blessings are temporary. And sometimes God's true blessings, the true blessings of knowing God, of being close to Him, that's a true blessing. And sometimes those things can come through hard times. We're reminded of this through Scripture. On the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, Jesus says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. These aren't all good things, are they? What we perceive to be good things. Jesus also goes on to say in Luke 11, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Sometimes it can be pain and loss that transforms us, brings us closer to God. Helps us to understand and appreciate His blessings. God's greatest blessing always rests on God Himself. I wonder, what's all this about? Be blessed to be a blessing. Rachel talks about handing on the baton, giving something good to someone else. Are we always a blessing to other people? In Psalm 67, verse 1, may God be merciful to us and bless us and show us the light of His countenance and come to us. We need the mercy of God to know His blessings. I wonder, how does our behaviour affect other people? Are we a blessing to other people? Or do we know that really sometimes we can suck the joy out of other people's days by the ways we are? Are we always a blessing to others? I wonder, this week, are we going to be a blessing? In this past week, have we always been a blessing to people we've met? Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving help among all nations. God's ways are not just for us, they're for everyone. God's purposes. Let us consider the question, do you ever feel guilty about praying for yourself? Praying for God to bless you? Praying for things to work out in your life. Do you ever feel guilty about that? Because actually, if we pray for God to bless us, we can be a great blessing to other people even more to receive God's blessing. So we shouldn't feel guilty about praying for ourselves and praying for God to bless us. Praying for His purposes for ourselves and for others. You know, certainly in our Western society today, you often hear so much about there being no universal story, no universal truth. It's all our personal stories, whatever works for us. God's truth and God's purposes are for all people. God's blessings are for all people. Let the people praise you. Let all people praise you. You know, Paul writes to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 2, the desires of all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of truth. We're called to be a blessing to all people. All people to be saved. Maybe you ask yourself the question and you say you'd like Christ to come back. But not until all my friends and family have come to know Him first. Do we desire to be a blessing to all people? And so that everyone needs to hear God's truth, receive God's blessings. I wonder about what's ahead of you this week and the people that you're going to see. Maybe you won't be encountering people who haven't even heard that truth yet, who haven't come to that knowledge of God and received His blessings. Don't we want them to receive that as well? That blessing. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. It's God who makes the nations glad. God's blessings that bring peace. Those are the things that we want in our world today, isn't it? God's blessings and God's peace. Verse 5, again, it really repeats what verse 3 says. About looking forward to the day when God's kingdom is filled and with those who receive Jesus as their Saviour. We want everyone to receive that. And that's a challenge when there are people who we find difficult to be around. People who, quite honestly, when we see them, it's a bit of a chore. And actually, we're called to be a blessing to them as well. Are we always the people who bring that blessing to others? And then in verse 6, we think about the harvest. It refers to that thing, the harvest that God brings. God's kingdom and God's purpose is working out. The harvest is a sign of God's care for His creation. The land yields a harvest, and our God blesses. A few weeks ago, Roger preached and said, Jesus sees the harvest where we don't. I wonder, do we look into those areas in our lives, those areas in our world, we think there can't be a harvest here? Those places that we're called to, and we think, God cannot work in this place. How can we be a blessing here? And that's what God calls us to do. To be a blessing in those places. Maybe you're going into work tomorrow and you think this is just such a Peter was in prison last week. They let him out for this week. You know, the sort of things I saw Peter on Wednesday, and Peter was sharing about the difficulties in places like that, and the experiences that some of these people have had. And yet, do we not believe that God can be a blessing in those places? And the people in those places hearing God's word, what a blessing that can be for them. God wants to bless all people and to use us for that purpose. May God give us his blessing and may all ends of the earth stand in awe of him. We call to pray for God's blessing, both in our own lives and in the lives of others. And therefore, how can we be a blessing? Let's think honestly about the things that we're called to do. The words that we say, how we can bless others. What has God given you? How can you use it? As Rachel said, there's all different things that God's given to all of us, all different ways that we can use these things. And yet, do we always think about that? Do we always remember how God can use us and how we can use what God's given to us? I went to visit a friend of mine just under a year ago. He just had a hip replacement, actually. I've known him for quite a few years. And he said to me, you know, he's been helping out his son and daughter-in-law. He knew they were struggling financially. He's been helping them out. And he said to me, I've been saving that money up for a rainy day. I didn't realise it wouldn't be my rainy day that it was saved up for. Incredible, isn't it? How God uses the things that he gives to us. We think we've been blessed with things, and sometimes they're blessings to give to other people. You know, we feel blessed and we've done that. We've done that for someone else. And of course, the greatest blessing of all, Jesus went to the cross for us. Jesus went to the cross for all of us. What are you doing about it today? What are we doing about the greatest blessing of all? Are we sharing that good news with others? Are our lives reflecting that good news? Sometimes there's so many other things that get in the way, so many other thoughts, so many other situations that cloud our thinking, other things that get on top of us. And we forget to be a blessing. We forget that we're on duty for God each day as a witness for him. And again, that verse comes to mind, be still and know that I am God. And reflect on him and what he's given to us. And so the challenge for us all this week, and I include myself in this, how are we going to be a blessing to someone else this week? How are we going to pass on what God's given to us to bless others? Let's take the opportunity to reflect on our own lives, and then the opportunities we have, and how we can be a blessing to someone else. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for all that you give to us, and in this part of the world especially, we know that we are blessed. And yet, even when we look around our own city, we see those in need. Those our friends and family. We need to hear your truth, to turn to you, and to receive your blessings. And I pray now that each one of us can know that joy of being a blessing to someone else. Just take a moment, each one of us, just in the quietness of our own hearts right now, to think about what we're facing this week, the people that we'll meet. Just to ask God, help me to be a blessing, to hand on the good things that you give to us. Take a moment. God, we give these things over to you. Help us to remember each day to walk with you, to always be thankful and grateful for what you've given to us. And know that we can be blessed, be a blessing to others.